We're in Simin Shinun Ches. We're up to Siv Zayin, and we'll be doing Zayin and Ches. So what are we talking about? A karfif, a large open area that was then surrounded by a fence, not for the sake of Dira, and now you would like to change it and make it for Dira. Says the Machaber, Zayin, Toch Tita Machitzas Rishonis L'mayit Aviro. What happens if you go ahead and you put mortar on the side, let's say you put cement on the side, to make it less than sasayim? Imatit ovashim tinot l'mechitza rishon, a real amel l'fayatzmo, that is so thick that if you took away the original wall, it would stand on its own. Have a miyut, it's a miyut, vim lav lo have a miyut. So here we're not talking about turning it into a new mechitza. If you simply widen an existing mechitza, that's not enough to make it hukaf l'mechitza. So the halachi is that if you have an exact sasayim and you want to make it a little smaller, so you put tit on it, as long as you could possibly remove it and it would stand on its own, that's good enough. Now, lemaisa, yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says it must be talking about that it's 10 tefachim high and 3 tefachim wide. Now, there are those who say that even if it couldn't stand on its own, but together with the wall it will stand, that is good enough. Now, what happens if it was not mamayit from sasayim? Just, do you want to call this a new wall? A new wall it's not. Sifches. Bona mechitzas ala rishona lahakifa al yodam ladira, ena moel. If you build mechitzas on top of another mechitza, so the halacha is that if you make another mechitza on top of the first one, since the first one is a good mechitza, the fact that you add it to it in the height, that doesn't make a difference. V'nivlu atachtonis, what happens if the wall then sunk into the ground, and all you have now are the 10 tefachim of the new mechitza, v'nishar el yonos me'aleim niter al yodam. Aval tel yosem es asayim, v'osem mechitza is afilo al svasol ledira, moel. Sha'arei dor ba'avir mechitza sha'osa osa. Now the Mechaber says further, Aval tel yosem es asayim. What happens if you're dealing with a plateau that's more than sasayim, v'osa mechitzis, and then you made mechitzis on top of them, afilu al svaso ledira moel, sherei dor bavir mechitzis sha'osata. The rule is like this. The first case was where you have a wall and then you built another wall on top of it. That does nothing. But let's say you're dealing with a plateau. So that's considered having mechitzis because it's elevated 10 tefachim. The problem is that it wasn't hukaf ledira. If you build mechitzis on top of that, in fact, if you just build one mechitza of yuramis, then now you're living in avir mechitzis. The tail is not visible on top of the plateau. This new mechitza, since it's 10 tefachim, is enough. Now, even though it has to be hukaf from all sides, but since it is a place that's memela hukaf because it's elevated, your only problem is it's not hukaf ledira. If you add a 10 tefachim mechitza by 10 amis on one side of it, that's going to be good enough to say that it's now hukaf ledira.